Check, check. All right, it is 11:39 p.m. and in the house tonight we have RJD2 and Blueprint. And RJD2, could you say something to the mic? A lot of people around here think you're British based on the intro of your record.
Suckers.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I think I broke
my
mic.
I'm not British.
How was the show tonight, guys? What'd you think?
I had fun.
It was fantabulous.
You How'd you feel?
I felt grizzly.
Grits and gravy, man.
And man, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
every time we come to Champaign, we put it down. We just doing our thug thizzle for all the thizzles out in the place to be.
I would have to say it was John Blaze and shit.
We want to welcome everybody back to the show for RJ. This is his first time here.
Yeah.
And we've got a member of the Opus around here somewhere.
I think he's out in the Lazabi doing his Zang, you know what I'm
Word.
Saying?
A wizard?
Wizard.
Kizevin from the Is Opus. Come on, is in his ears.
On Oz's own records.
That's your boy.
What do you guys think about working with each other?
Man,
this is the first time you guys have put. Well, you put out the Soul Position EP before this.
Yeah,
I mean, now the LP.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's like whatever. You know what I'm saying.
It's like A&R stuck me with this dude. I don't even know who this guy is, man. Yeah,
if y'all watch like Sanford and Son, me and him is like Fred Sanford and Grady, man.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got that relationship, man. The words is like, you know what I'm saying. Grady, get out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? But that's still my homie. At the end of the day, man. Fred Sanford, man. You can't.
I mean, my A&R just stuck me with this dude, but over the years, it's like we become friends now, and it's cool, man.
Originally.
He's actually a good guy. You know?
I was like, yo, he's going to bring in the Beatles crowd, like the pop crowd. He thinks he's English.
Yep.
We need that alternative crowd. So, like, I'm thinking, I signed up this boy band wannabe dude. You know what I'm saying? He might have a beat or two. Lo and behold, he's got like a beat or five. You
know
what I'm saying? So,
what do you know?
Yeah, man, I just went with him because he's got that demographic that, you know what I mean? The 13 to 17 year old male demographic that I'm really trying to tap into.
The R. Kelly demographic.
Exactly.
A business merger.
That's all me. I own that shit. He runs it.
You know? That's the thing.
Excuse my French.
Since we're so low on time, does anyone feel like freestyling?
Really?
I'd love
I'm
going to
let RJ freestyle.
I'd love to rap.
We're going
to
change the whole program.
Please let me rap.
We're going to do, he's going to do four bars. I'm going to do four bars. Whatever he starts rhyming about, I'm going to rhyme about. But he's going to set it off.
Rippity rip rap tap slapping crap. I fucked a cat.
Rat.
My rapping career is over.
A new standard has been set for this studio.
I wrote it, and it'd be a shame if I didn't.